Nobody likes feeling awkward. And as parents, we want to help our children grow up to feel confident and secure. The markers of social competency in young children can be hard to spot, but there are signs to look for. Parents can ask themselves, does my child show compassion and self-control? Does he cooperate and try to work out differences with others? Can he calm himself down when upset or frustrated? Model the skills you want your child to have. For example, if a child is crying because he's hurt, resist the temptation to say, "Don't cry." Instead, empathize. "I'm sorry you hit your head. I know that hurts." Even if children don't understand the words, they'll understand the sentiment and feel your love. Listen to your children, even babies, and demonstrate the serve and volley of conversation. Encourage children to play with others. Arrange play dates. Participate in library reading times and join peewee sports leagues. If you have a child care provider, ask for help in building your child's interpersonal skills. Find out how they support growth in this area. Social competency takes lots of practice. There will be mistakes and setbacks, and when this happens, don't get discouraged. Remember, kids just like adults need a little me time to refresh and recharge. Learn more by visiting MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. I'm Linnea Anderson with Maryland Family Network for WYPR, your NPR news station.